Welcome back, traveler, to part two of Peter Nureyev and the Angel of Brahma. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the tale. Or else.
Good morning, Juno. Did you sleep well?
I didn't open my eyes for a minute. So long as I kept them closed, I could imagine I was somewhere else. In a hotel room at one of those hot springs on Venus, maybe. Or just in my apartment. Waking up at noon on a Tuesday with a killer headache and an array of... there, too. I opened my eyes. No spa. No apartment. Just the holding cell Miasma had prepared for us. A couple of bedrolls and a Martian burial chamber. How long was I out this time?
Careful, don't sit up so quickly. You've taken quite the hit to wherever that thing hits you.
I'm all right. Just give me a...
Lie down again.
I said I'm fine, damn it. Just turn down the walls, would you? They're so damn loud. Every time I look at them, my eyes try to make a break for it.
Yes, those carvings are unsettling, aren't they? The writings of an extinct species. Symbols and even ideas from minds millions of years gone.
I don't care what they say. Those damn things give my heebies-jeebies. What were they writing in a burial chamber anyway? The guy's dead. It's not like he's going to get up and read all their bad poetry anytime soon.
Now that you mention it, Juno, I'm not certain this is a burial chamber.
Well, there's a coffin right there.
The dangers of looking from one culture to another... It looks to us to be a coffin, but these carvings suggest otherwise. This set of drawings shows the box in use. One Martian is placed in the box. They seal the lid. And when they open it again, two Martians exit.
Glad to know stage magicians were alive and well in ancient Mars.
These carvings, they're the best preserved I've ever seen. I didn't know there were any drawings of the ancient Martians, yet here they are. Miasma must have found this tomb and kept it a secret. These symbols here... A single Martian body. It spreads, its hands reaching to either side. A gap begins to form, and then...
Oh, stop it.
Fascinating. They reproduced asexually by splitting. This isn't a burial chamber. It's a birthing chamber.
Ew.
You've taken a rather aggressive disinterest in these Martians, Juno. Aren't you supposed to be a detective? Hunting down mysteries, exploring the unexplored?
It's enough trouble trying to figure out why people do what they do. I don't have time to worry about a bunch of supersized germs a million years dead.
They scare you, don't they?
Swing and a miss. Haven't been scared of ghosts since I turned 37.
If they killed each other off, you wonder...
Stop it.
What's keeping humanity from doing the
same? I said stop it!
Juno, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Come back. Sit down. Don't walk away.
And then it hit me all over again. That red room. Mag with the huge owl eyes. Nureyev. The knife.
Don't walk away from me! I'll do it! I swear I will!
A murderer. A monster.
Juno, what's wrong?
I just... Nothing, I'm fine.
You hardly...
You want to get your hands off me? This isn't a goddamn honeymoon suite.
All right.
So how are we going to get out of here anyway? Master of break-ins isn't worth much if he can't break out.
We'll escape when the opportunity presents itself. No guard patrol is perfect. This one will make a mistake eventually.
Only question is whether that mistake happens before or after we're dead.
We'll survive. We've never failed yet.
Hell, you call this, then?
A momentary inconvenience.
Oh, God damn it, would you just... knock it off?
Knock what off, Juno?
I don't know, just cut it out. Back off.
No, I think I'll sit right here. Juno, I thought I heard Miasma ask you something. Something I've asked you before. About how you could have looked me up any time you wanted to.
I know.
So, why didn't you?
We'd been in that tomb for days. We'd hardly slept hardly eaten. Miasma had done everything in her power to break us. And then I looked at him, and those eyes. Even in this cave, underground, they were so bright. How the hell did he do it? Stay so bright through all of this.
I was scared, okay? Scared I might find...
Afraid you might find something you couldn't forgive?
If it turned out you were a monster, like if you'd done something really unforgivable, what would I do?
Sounds terrible. To be a detective with the key to a mystery in your hands, and too full of fear to turn it. Well, what if we solved that mystery now? Together.
Look you up? Sorry, I don't think I'm going to get a good comm signal 10 miles underground.
We don't need the comms. You have an uplink right here.
You want me to look through your memories?
You can't run from my past forever, Juno.
You sure about that? I've been doing some cardio lately, and I think I'm getting pretty quick.
You'll discover it all eventually. There's no getting around that. So, look through my memories now. Then decide whether Peter Nureyev's baggage is worth your time. Or if you and I part ways once all this is done.
Nureyev...
The choice is yours. But I'd rather you made it now.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to know, but... I had to know. Comes with the territory in my line of work. Get too curious for your own good, poke your nose in where you shouldn't, and if you hurt yourself along the way, well... Maybe you'll live to lick those wounds later.
All right. Let's do it.
Excellent. Only, Juno?
Yeah.
When they brought you in, your face, there was so much blood and...
Yeah, I got it under control. Let's just get it over with, all right?
All right. Now, how does this work exactly? Do we say a magic word or something like that?
You shut up and let me concentrate, mostly.
Ah, will do.
And just try to clear your mind, or whatever, I guess.
It was almost easy by now. I closed my eyes. I let my mind reach out to touch his. I felt for the handle. In the distance, back where my body was, I felt a set of slender fingers close over mine. I opened the door.
This should be the central security room. Now, Pete, the plan?
Make it to the Guardian Angel System's core, steal the reactor that powers it, and make our getaway. But I still don't see how we're supposed to get from here to the core with all of those security cameras.
Hush, hush! You think I don't have another trick up my sleeve? For shame, Peter. Lesson one of thieving. A security camera is an obstacle, yes, but it has one glaring weakness. It sees.
This is a very inconvenient time for you to go senile, Mag.
I think you'll understand in a moment. Now, prepare yourself. You're going into the security office and taking care of the constables on your own.
I'm what?
Bon voyage, Pete!
Did you hear that?
It sounds like it came from around the corner. Probably just another super maggot. I'll take care of it.
Damn it, Mag, what in the hell do you expect me to... When trouble arises, I disappear.
So, did you take care of the... Who the hell?
All right, Mag. The room is clear.
And in record time. Incredible, Pete. Your fingers always work quicker than mine.
Care to explain why I wasn't privy to this part of the plan?
You're learning on the job, my boy. And half of expert burglary is reacting on the fly. So just call me the fly.
No.
Now take that constable's clothes. I'll take the one by the door.
How can you be so sure that they'll fit? This constable is exactly my size.
And this one is my size. Fancy that! Lesson one of thieving, Pete. You can do anything with unlimited access to a digital work schedule and complete roster of all employees.
including getting them to deliver you exactly the uniforms you want so that we can pass through the security cameras.
Precisely. Now, move out of the way and pay attention. I'm going to show you how to work a security console. During my tour with Rossignol, I was able to get the security camera image of every room in this compound, except for one. There were several cameras pointed at that door, but none showing what lies on the other side of it. So, what's the only conclusion to be drawn?
It's a bathroom?
Of course not. Well, hadn't thought of that.
Mag!
Well, we'll find out shortly, won't we? Think of this as a learning experience. You'll have a very short career as a thief if you don't keep learning.
Mag, what do you plan to do after all this?
Enjoying life without the constant fear of being murdered by the sky is fairly high on my list.
You know what I mean. What's next for Peter and Mag?
Well, Pete, I suppose what you do is entirely up to what you want to do. All jokes aside, I think I might want to retire.
Retire? You? I don't believe it. Someone would have to chain you to a resort planet first.
Well, perhaps, but I've been at this a long time, Pete.
Well, I certainly won't be retiring. I've hardly gotten started, and I want to be big, Mag. The biggest. I want everyone to know who I am. I want the wealthy to fear me and those in need to call for me. I want...
Whoa! Save some future for later, would you? We still have a job to do in the now, boy.
Right. Sorry.
Don't be. I'm just as excited for that day as you are, Pete. I expect reading your name in all the papers will be the crowning achievement of my very accomplished career. There. We're in the system. I have access to the video feed from the other side of that blind door. Now we can prepare for what lies on the other side. Four armed constables. Wonderful.
Let me guess. Lesson one of thieving. Never go in outnumbered.
Well, this must be an outpost before the final room. Four guards is extensive.
But not undoable. Can you shut down their communications with the security device?
Absolutely.
As long as we ensure that no more can enter once we've started...
Nureyev walked Mag through the whole process.
Them in this order.
Now, speaking as a guy who's made a career of getting into trouble completely outnumbered, it was a good plan. Better than I could have come up with. And from the look in Mag's eyes, better than he could have come up with, too. They talked it through a few times and made their way to the door.
Ready?
Ready.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Is it time for the shift change already?
It isn't. What's going on? You two don't have clear...
Call for help!
This is Wilkins reporting in. We've got a situation down in... Hello? You cut the signal, didn't you?
Pray that's the only thing we cut today, sir.
Don't move! You can kill me if you want, but I'm not letting you through here.
Well, I think you're a bit confused about how killing works.
Mag, the plan.
But I suppose this is not the time. All right. My hands are up. I suppose you'll want us to call off our third comrade, then?
Your what?
Our compatriot, colleague, co-worker. I'm having difficulty understanding your difficulty, sir.
Where are they?
Where else? Right behind you.
I can't believe I fell for... Where'd the other one go?
Oh, the friend I came in here with? He's an interesting one. Very impressive. When trouble arises, he just disappears.
Where are you? Show yourself!
1 minute he's there, the next he's taken off. 1 minute your head is there, the next he's taken it off.
Stop! Stop!
I'll give you a piece of advice, if you like. He always strikes from above.
Up in the ceiling? Where? I don't see...
Well done! Posing as a corpse. Master of disappearances, my Peter Nureyev.
Well, I learned from the second best.
Very funny. Now, shall we deal with the reactor?
So this is it. The core of the Guardian Angel system.
The room was a big metal cylinder, stretching up so high that the ceiling was lost in shadow. Sticky red light clung to every surface. In the center of the room stood a huge transparent column. And within the column, glowing softly, floated
the reactor. Look at it. Untold lives like your father's, taken by the lightning bolts of this self-proclaimed god. We destroy a deity today, Pete. Now, to unlock the reactor.
That music. We must be just below the square. I think I remember that place, Meg. When we were up there, I swear I remembered something.
A memory? Really?
I think so. But not like any other memory I've had, just a feeling.
Peter, it will really be best if you forget all of this about the square, hmm? You'll sleep better.
Forget? How am I supposed to forget the city I was born in?
Reactor shield disengaged.
This is it. The ship I've arranged for us should be waiting outside once the shields go down. Are you ready to make our big getaway?
Wait, what do you mean, sleep better?
I'm grabbing the reactor. Get ready to run.
Warning. Levitation reactor disengaged. New Kinshasa will fall in approximately 10 minutes.
What did that just say?
Our death sentence if we don't leave now.
New Kinshasa is going to fall?
Evacuate.
Crash into Brahma with all of these people on it?
That was always the plan, Pete.
You said we were going to stop the weapon.
I said we were going to take down New Kinshasa.
I didn't think you meant literally.
Levitation power at 95%.
We can't do this. If my father risked his life to keep people free, Mag, I don't think he'd want you destroying his home.
What's gotten into you today, Pete? I feel as though I don't even know who you are.
I'm home for the first time. I could have family here. You can't just take it away from me after one day. There has to be another way.
Peter, stop this nonsense. You couldn't possibly remember New Kinshasa.
Why not? I lived here with my father. You said so, and if he...
Oh, for God's sakes, there's no time for this. You can't remember New Kinshasa because you've never been here before.
I... What? But... You said my father.
I said your father was a great man. And I meant it. To make you, he would have to be.
Have to be? You never really met him, did you? You just made it all up. You lied to me for years.
I may have said things that I invented, Pete, but I have never lied to you. Everything I've said, it's all been in service of the truth. New Kinshasa has to be stopped. That is absolute. For life to be worth living for those down below, this city has to be destroyed.
But why would you lie? People already think it's terrible. They know it has to be stopped.
I lied because of how you're acting this moment, Pete. Because in the face of uncertainty, a revolution crumbles. History is complicated. Facts take years, decades, to prove absolutely. And in the meantime, people are killed. Did I ever know your father? No. Am I certain there was a man like him somewhere on Brahma? Completely. And I know that there will be more like him if we don't stop this city now.
And you're certain there's no other way to do this, then?
Absolutely.
How am I supposed to believe that, Mag? If you'll lie, if you'll say anything to prove your truth, how do I know this isn't a lie, too?
Peter.
We can't do this. Even if it isn't my home, it's someone's, and I won't destroy it. Put that reactor back, and we'll find another way.
And how long will that take? How many more deaths?
Levitation power at 90%.
That's enough. We can talk about this later. We've wasted enough time already.
Mag, come back. You are not taking that reactor away from here.
I'm sorry you're upset, but you'll understand, Pete. You'll understand.
I said you aren't leaving.
Really, Pete? You'd draw a knife on me?
Bring it back.
The man who pulled you off the streets, who raised you.
The reactor, Mag, now.
I won't. I stand for something, Pete. I thought you were the same. Here's something else I stand for, Peter. I won't draw a knife on my family. Do what you like, but I will not strike back.
Don't walk away from me. I'll do it. I swear I will.
Reactor restored. Levitation power regenerating.
There. It's fixed, Hull. Fixed. No. All right. You have to do something, Peter. You have to do something, but... what? What the hell do I do?
They went this way. They must be in the core.
But why would they put the reactor back?
It doesn't matter. Arm up and get ready to take them down.
It could be so easy. Just wait for the guards to take you out and... let that be the end of Peter Nureyev. The end of Peter Nureyev.
Anta!
We got another body on the floor!
I said put your hands up!
They're up! They're up! There's no need to shout.
I'll scan him and look him up. You check his pockets.
Got it. Drop the knife, kid!
If that's what you want... though, I'm afraid the knife is the least of your worries. You can't take away the most powerful weapon in my arsenal, after all. My anonymity.
Don't get too used to that, buddy. Census database says his name is... Peter Nureyev. I'm calling it in.
You may have found a name, Constable, but I'm afraid it won't be worth much to you. A name is but a signifier of the past. And the past is behind us. But as for the future... Officer, in my pocket you should find a pen. I recommend you take dictation with it. I've a message to deliver.
You can make whatever statements you want at the constabulary.
Today I've demonstrated that I can destroy New Kinshasa. Today I've decided to let it continue floating. For now. Pay attention, constables, because this is the important part. Every time you fire a laser from this city, know that I come that much closer to destroying it. Know that I can do so whenever I please. Know that I will always be among you, that I could be anywhere, anyone, for I have no name, no past, no identity, and I never will again. It's plain and simple, constables. You cannot catch what you cannot name. With no identity, I've nothing to tie me down. And so, when trouble arises, I can just... disappear.
Shut him up already! Where the hell... where'd all the smoke come from? Damn it!
He made it out, of course.
Stop him!
And with those quick fingers of his, he made a new interplanetary passport. And the first in a long, long line of fake names. And as Brahma faded into the distance, the man who used to be Peter Nureyev had just one thing to tell it.
Juno! Someone! Come help, quick!
No, he... what? Nah, that doesn't...
He's bleeding. If you don't come in here this instant, he'll die. Do you hear me? And then where will you be? What's the matter with him? You can help him, can't you? He's fine, then. Well, I suppose I should thank you for giving me just the opportunity I needed. Juno, can you hear me? This is our chance to escape. You have to get up. Now. Come on. More of Miasma's assistants. There's no time. Listen to me, Juno. I won't leave you here. Do you hear me? But this is my opportunity. And if I don't take it... shh. I don't know what it is you saw in there, but I'll be back. I promise you I won't disappear. Do you hear me? Goodbye, detective. For now.
So this looks pretty bad. Alone in a Martian tomb, surrounded by killers, and now my one ride out of here just rode off without me. It all looks a lot like the end for Juno Steele. Unless you buy what Nureyev said. Unless you trust Peter Nureyev. So, Steele... you've seen his past now, but the question remains, who is Peter Nureyev? Peter Nureyev is the son of a revolutionary who probably never existed. And Peter Nureyev is the son of a thief, too, a man who showed his love through lies up until the moment Nureyev killed him. And Peter Nureyev is a name, A name whispered in the shadows of a floating weapon. A monster under every bed in a floating city of tyrants. Peter Nureyev is a thief without a home. And he was a thief without a name. Until me. Because Nureyev was wrong all those years ago. He said a name wasn't worth anything. He said that he'd never have one again. And then he gave me his. A gift I didn't understand. So who is Peter Nureyev? Peter Nureyev is a man who makes me feel. Makes me feel a lot, okay? And I know he'll be back. Because I know one more thing about Peter Nureyev. I make him feel a lot, too. And why not? Everyone's got a flaw. Here's hoping his doesn't get him killed.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra on Patreon. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Joshua Elon, Kate Jones, and Noah Sines.
Quote, Miasma gets what he wants. He knows what makes him happy, and he pursues what makes him happy. He's an adventurer. He's Indiana Jones. He goes after cool stuff. And Juno, I think from a very young age, learned to be very hesitant and to not trust good things.
We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Hannah Jim, Elizabeth Miller, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories farther and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. This tale, Peter Nureyev and the Angel of Brahma, was told by the following people. Noah Symes as Peter Nureyev, Ryan Marchant as Mag, Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Kate Jones as Miasma, Sophie Kaner as Rossignol, and Jason Mellon, Scott Gallica, and Kevin Vibert as the ensemble. On staff at The Penumbra, Kevin Vibert is our lead writer and recording engineer. Sophie Kaner is our director and sound designer. Graham Turner is our script editor. Original music by Ryan Vibert. Promotional art by Michaela Buckley. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. I'm so sorry you've been called away, dear traveler. We eagerly await your return.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.